All right, we're back after a little break here at SecurityGuyTV.com. Welcome to Black Hat 2017. And who's my next guest? What's your name, sir?
Ted Plumas with Exabeam.
And spell EXABEAM.com.
Yes.
Hold your mic a little higher for me. Sorry. What do you guys do?
So Exabeam, we were originally founded in 2013, released a product in 2015 in the user behavior analytics space. So profiling users on your network to understand what people are doing as they traverse the network and looking for anomalies in their behavior to raise that up. So recently what we've released is what we call our Exabeam Security Intelligence Platform, and it's really the next iteration of a SIEM technology or security event management. So being able to ingest logs that are generated from all the security telemetry on your network, analyze all those logs to look for anomalies in behavior of users, and then responding to those through some orchestration and automation tools that automate the process for an analyst.
Now, were you guys early in the behavior analytics back then? The history is all new, but I mean that seems like somebody first in the space or close to first in the space?
So we weren't necessarily first in the space. There's a lot of vendors that have been around for a lot longer than us, but they all pivoted into the space.
Yes,
we had the benefit of kind of being the first of the next group of companies coming into the space that started on new technologies, new artificial intelligence, new data science. So kind of a little bit of both.
I'm fascinated by this. I think the behavior people have it right because it's all about people. It's all about human behavior. No matter how you slice all the ones and zeros, that's what it comes down to. And I'm not sure enough emphasis is put on that. What do you think?
No, I mean, so my background is I worked in the SIEM business for 7 years prior to joining Exabeam. And the problem we always had was in order for a security management tool to work, first you had to know what you were looking for.
Yeah.
And second, you had to write a rule that found that and hope that that rule triggered with the millions of alerts that came in. And even if it did, the first thing you did after you found that alert is try to find out all the information about who that person was that created that alert. So what the behavior analytics companies like Exabeam do is, as I said before, we profile everybody on the network. We build that baseline of what you do every day. So when you start to change your behavior pattern, we'll notice that and we'll assign risk to the things you do. Maybe you've logged in from Japan today for the first time ever. Normally you're in the United States and the UK. In a SIEM, that would just fire as an alert. But what we do is track that and then compare it to all your behavior, too. Are you touching the same devices you've always touched? Are you accessing the same websites?
Right.
If you are, then that's not a threat. But if you're not, then we should bubble that up and
now,
make it aware.
Here's one of those crazy questions. You know, I always ask a crazy one, right? Because I think like a bad guy.
Yep.
And every time somebody comes over and tells me how they're going to keep a bad guy out, I say, you know what? Here's how I would beat that. Yep. Here's how I might beat that. Tell me what you think.
Sure.
If I'm a super evil genius like they have in the cartoons, right? I'm going to know what you're looking for. You're looking for an anomaly.
Yep.
I'm just going to behave exactly like Dorothy does. I'm going to pretend I'm Dorothy. I'm going to be credentialed inside. I'm going to look at Dorothy's patterns. I'm going to learn Dorothy's patterns first. Behave like Dorothy does and make my way all around the network. And then when I feel like it, I'm ready. I'm going to go hit you in the head and leave, and you're not going to know it. So how do you guard against that with somebody that's credentialed and is behaving like the person that is actually credentialed?
Yep.
And how do you catch them?
Yeah, so a few different things. So the first thing is we will profile what Dorothy does, not just her behavior, but how her behavior also compares to everybody in her group, how her behavior compares to the asset she touches, and then all the other things she does on her daily basis. Now, I don't know what Dorothy's role is in the company.
Right.
So it's good to know if Dorothy's a receptionist, she has different level access than if Dorothy's the CEO. And what we're going to notice is as much as hackers today try to mimic the pattern of behavior of a user, they're really never going to be able to match Dorothy 100% correctly because they don't live in Dorothy's head. So we do find, it's a valid question, but what we do find is, we have that question all the time from customers, is the fact that we're not just profiling her, but her group, her peers, and every device in the company independently, we can even find anomalies in what is quote-unquote normal behavior for Dorothy because it is different than all of the peers in her peer group.
Does that that's a good sense? Question. Yeah, that does make sense. And I was thinking of an internal bad actor where I'm the jealous girlfriend of the secretary and you like the boss and I'm going to get you. And we all work in a cyber department and a cyber company, so we know how to do it.
Right.
And I can just mimic what your permissions are and things like that. But I'm glad people are thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I think, since I'm from physical security originally, I think of bad guys and cops and robbers.
Sure.
And I'm going to catch you based on your behavior.
Right.
And if your behavior is ones and zeros, that's fine, but I still want to think about it that way. So that's cool that you guys
Yeah, and it's very similar to like credit card fraud would be an analogy too, right? So the way my credit card company
They're
profiles me,
stuff.
Very different than it profiles you guys, right? I'm all over the world. I'm doing different things. And what my normal behavior is very different from everybody else. So if you kind of the corollary is the your credit card company has profiled you so well, they know what those abnormal
transactions
are.
They do. When I travel, I get mine turned off all the time because I went to a 7-Eleven instead of a Kmart, and they know it.
Yep.
Capital One's the worst at it, which really means they're the best at it. They're turning that card off every other day for something. But, you know, I'm grateful
right.
because I'm not going to get hit on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I have a question for you
sure.
in terms of the internal fraud versus external fraud.
Yep.
I think I like that example of the receptionist. Let's say, for example, I am the CEO of the company,
mm-hmm.
and we have heard today that an intruder mm-hmm. internally could be within the firewall, sitting on the system, observing for 200 days plus.
Right.
So let's say that there is an external threat. It's an organized criminal.
Yep.
They have entered. They've been on the system. They've mm-hmm. observed my activity. Now they're at the point that they have my privilege access mm-hmm. password. And let's say, for example, there's litigation, right? Mm-hmm. And they want that information.
Right.
It's very important. Litigation, personal wealth information, mm-hmm. my investment advisor. How quickly would it take
sure.
you, your company, your software to detect that presence and
yep.
B, that it's actually not Dorothy, it's someone else?
Yeah, so part of that depends on what information we're collecting on the account and what else is going on. I think part of the story is Exabeam has a lot of customers today that would catch them before the 240 days before they could act. Because to get into the network, you have to have credentials of some sort. Right, that's what everyone is trying to get today is the credentials,
right.
because the identity is the threat. It's not that's the perimeter. So hopefully we could have caught you when you use those credentials to get into the network and then sit there. That's doing something very different than a normal credential user when you're just sitting there.
Oh,
monitoring.
No activity is activity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So why did this log in one time and then
right.
stay persistent,
sense.
All of that.
Yeah.
Now, if for some reason we hadn't caught you in that 240 days, there's a few different things we could do. One, a lot of companies that have sensitive data will not just trigger the user, but they'll trigger the actual asset themselves. Okay, so this asset that houses this data is now been touched by this person. They haven't touched that in 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Fire an alert. Now, if the CEO is touching it every day, then what we would do is we would model based on, you know, potentially the files in that system. How often do they touch it? It's not just do they or don't they, but how often do they? If I'm in litigation, I'm probably in and out of that file all the time
right.
because I'm looking at things. If I'm an attacker, I'm just grabbing it and going. So that's a very different behavior pattern based on the frequency of the behavior within that system.
Mm-hmm. So it's really changes in behavior, exactly. All right, so the next question is,
sure.
When you speak about your clients, you mentioned you travel globally.
Yep.
Can you give us an indication of your customer base and the
sure.
distribution? Are you mostly U.S.? Are you global?
Sure, so we are mainly U.S., Western Europe, and I would say the Asian countries, Japan, Singapore, Australia, so the big markets in Asia. The bulk of our business is done in five verticals. So financial services being our biggest customer, you probably hear that a lot from all the vendors,
that's
but they're
true.
The ones
yeah.
under the most threat. So financial services, healthcare, retail, technology companies, and then, believe it or not, energy companies are a big one, both like solar companies, energy producers,
well, energy,
as well as oil companies.
Well, energy I get, but I don't get the retail on that list. If I was taking one of those tests for my IQ, I'd say, which
sure.
one does not belong?
Target?
Retail doesn't belong. Is well, but
Target?
it's not. Those other sectors you're talking about are, you know, pretty huge impacts.
So how much of an impact was there on Target or Home Depot when that breach happened?
Well,
and
they
that,
lost money. It didn't really affect, I was pissed off about it, and
right.
I stopped shopping there, and they lost money for that. But,
right.
you know, if we're talking about energy and banks, that's a far more serious breach to me than somebody, you know, stealing your tennis shoes or getting my ID so you can use my credit card. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about the infrastructure going down. So
yeah,
that's
so
interesting.
Just,
I mean,
yeah,
I,
it just depends on the level of threat,
yeah.
right? If you're a retailer.
Right.
And all of your credit card data has been stolen, you might think that's more important to you than your lights going out for the day. You can put your lights back on if an energy company goes down. That's the key to your business,
well,
right?
That's true, yeah.
So it just depends on the threat
I'm
to the
tired.
Industry itself.
I'm asking bad questions. I'm too tired. Long day.
That's all right. That's
no,
all right.
That helps us to understand.
Sure.
We spoke a lot today about the insider threat versus mm-hmm. the external threat. What do you see in terms of the threat landscape? Are you seeing more threats from these bad actors, like organized criminal
mm-hmm.
gangs? Are they nation states, or are they literally like the teenage boy in his
yeah, so
mother's
we're not seeing
basement
the teenage,
is trying to hack in?
Our customers aren't seeing the teenage boy trying to hack in, to
all
be
right.
honest with you. What we're seeing is nation state
mm-hmm.
actors, and we're seeing sophisticated criminals trying
yeah.
to get in. And it's all about insider threat, whether it's someone externally trying to compromise credentials or someone inside the company doing nefarious things. That's what we're looking at. Lateral movement within the organization.
Right.
And that threat. The days of the teenage kid going after those. Because we do a lot of business in the Global 2000. And the teenage kids, hard for them to penetrate the defenses those guys have. And they're not in it for the long haul.
Right.
Right.
But good to know.
So that's the problem.
Right. It's good to know.
Good to know. So, but you know, obviously the threat from a nation state. We spoke today also about this incredible conundrum of the need to investigate and gather forensic evidence versus data privacy.
Right.
And
oh,
with
yeah,
all
good
these
balance.
New data privacy regulations coming in, the EU GDPR, for EU persons, the Chinese data privacy, et cetera. From your vantage point, what do you perceive that balance to look like going forward?
So it's always a tough balance, right? I mean, as a citizen, I don't want people snooping in my business unintentionally, right? As a security person, I'm like, we need to snoop in a little bit in your business. So it is kind of a double edge of that sword. But, you know, we've taken precautions because we deal with that a lot, selling into Europe and into a lot of the big banks that do business there. Our whole business is monitoring users and knowing what they do. So you'll see your picture and everything you do. That doesn't fly in some European countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we've had to do is create ways of masking that data. Mm-hmm. So still doing all that analysis, but masking all the data from the analyst and then allowing the managers and the workers' councils, things like that, to say, yes, this is a problem. Let's go unmask that. And even there, it may delay a response for 10 or 15 minutes, but it's still better than what the alternative is in delaying it for days, hours, or weeks. So we have to be concerned about that. And it's something we struggle with every day in that. So part of it is we never look at the customer's data. So we don't have a service that goes in and looks at it. It's all on customer site, and it's all up to them.
We're running a little long, so what keeps Ted awake at night? What bothers you?
What keeps Ted awake at night? So it's a little bit about what we talked about on, like with the energy grid and the nation state actors, is, you know, the days of, like you said, the kids attacking us are gone, and the actors today are much more sophisticated. The fact that, you know, we all have access to everything over the internet, and our identity is our username and password.
Yeah.
That's a threat to everybody's business. So, you know, what my biggest fear is, either intentionally or unintentionally, people inside these big corporations or data processing centers or power generation plants have been compromised, and there could be an impact to, you know, the power grid or something like that, or our credit cards being able to use telecommunications because of the fact that someone's identity has been compromised and someone's been able to get in through the back door of an organization.
Ted Plumas, Exabeam, EXABEAM.com here at Black Hat 2017 in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for coming on Security Eye.
Appreciate it.
TV.com.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great interview. Thanks so much.
Thank you.